You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, and you're tuned into the America's Web Radio Station. Listen, I got a treat. We got to go straight to the phones right here, right now. This special, special guest, you know, I always make room for special guests, especially when they're on the other side. And ladies and gentlemen, on the phones right now is Vice President Harris. I do want to ask you, Vice President Harris, well, first of all, thanks for joining us, but I need to ask you some questions. I want to know why you were lying to the American people during your convention and telling people that Trump was going to raise taxes and not you. Okay, Kamala, I'm going to have an answer here. Now, listen, Vice President Harris, listen, I'm trying to be very respectful here. I'm going to need an answer. You're telling people that Trump will raise taxes on Social Security. That's not true. Trump is going to remove taxes on Social Security, and it's actually you that will raise taxes. What say you to that? Now, Kamala, please, Ms. Vice President Harris, you're the nominee for the Democrat Party. I'm going to need some type of answer from you. We need to know where you stand on these policies. We really need to hear this. We need to know this. So I'm going to try this again. You have heard that President Trump, he has pledged to remove taxing from tip workers. So bartenders and waiters and waitresses, if you're making tips and parking cars making tips, Donald Trump is going to remove those tips. I'm sorry, he's going to remove those taxes from those tips. You once said that that was an awful plan. In fact, when Donald Trump came out with that plan, you said that plan was awful, it was bad for the economy, and it was just a bad idea. And now you say it's your idea. How do you respond to that? All right, well, that's enough of Vice President Harris. Well, folks, I tried. But you, that's about all you're going to get for Vice President Harris. Listen, folks, I have fun with this, but it is everybody, every one of you needs to realize that there is a candidate now for the Democrat Party. That convention's over. The convention is over. The fantasy misinformation convention that was the DNC Democrat convention last week, it's over. And now Kamala has officially been anointed to the nominee, to be the nominee of the Democrat Party. She wasn't voted in. She didn't win a primary. She was anointed. She was placed there by the overlords of the Democrat Party. Now, if you are especially, please, if you are one of my fellow minority voters who all your life, like me, were told to, you had to be a Democrat. You were told probably all your life, like me, that, you're supposed to vote Democrat. You're brown, you're black, you're this, you're that. You're a minority, you vote Democrat. Well, if you haven't woken up yet, like I have, I mean, I woke up a long time ago, and I encourage all of you my fellow minority voters out there to wake up, because you look at what the Democrat Party just did. If you have supported the Democrat Party, it's time to walk away from them, because the Democrat Party last week in that convention, basically what they did was they took their middle finger and they put it in your face, and they did it with a smile on their face. They gave you the middle finger. They told you if you were a primary voter in 2024 in the Democrat Party, if you are a Democrat voter, you got the big finger from the Democrats last week. Because Kamala Harris didn't get one vote. I've told you and talked about this before. I, your humble host here on the On Point with Victor show, has received the same amount of primary votes as Kamala Harris did. Kamala Harris didn't get any votes. The Democrat Party, when they saw the polling that came out a few months ago that showed Biden losing big time to Trump, and not just Biden losing to Trump, they had polls showing the Senate was going to fall and the Republicans were going to win, not by 1, 2, 3, but possibly 6, 7, or 8 seats. The Democrats couldn't have that, so what did they do? They threw out the bathwater, and out went Joe Biden with the bathwater. And instead of going, hey, we're the party that keeps telling you we're for democracy and we're going to show you by example that democracy matters to us and that the voters matters, we're going to have a mini rapid primary so that the voters of the Democrat Party can vote and pick their nominee. Democrats didn't do that, did they? They sure as hell didn't. They couldn't afford to do that because they knew that Kamala would lose. And then if what happens if Kamala lost? If somebody, if the Democrat voters chose someone else, they wouldn't get the Biden war chest. You see, the Biden war chest, which is millions and millions of dollars, could only go to one person, and that was Kamala. So the Democrats weren't about to take a chance and allow some the infighting that would have pursued with the voters choosing someone else, because they wouldn't have chose Kamala. And they know that. And so they didn't allow their voters to vote. If you are a Democrat voter, they did not allow you to vote. I cannot stress this enough. I can't stress this enough. I tell you all the time that today's Democrat Party, they're not a party of democracy. They're a party of authoritarianism. They're a party that believes in Marxism. They're a party that actually speaks as if they're speaking from the Communist Manifesto, as if they're speaking from the Marxist papers. I mean, it's unbelievable if you just pay attention. If you just pay attention, but the Democrat Party that tells you they're for democracy is the party that just didn't allow you to vote for the nominee that they anointed. That ought to piss every one of you off. Listen, I don't care if you think you're born with Democrat blood. This is not the time to vote Democrat. You need to send them a message. The Democrat Party needs a message sent to them that we, the people, will not allow you to just anoint people. That's not how our system works. We are a system of democracy. We're a republic. To be honest, to be factual, we are a republic that is based in democracy. We could say that. We could say that. You can go back and read Socrates. You can read what Socrates wrote about democracy. There were different types of democracy. You just go read what Socrates said. That's a good read to have. But we are a republic. We're a republic by rule of law. So, and we have 50 states, and those 50 states, those are the democracy. When you talk about American democracy, it's happening in every 50 state, all 50 states. But the federal government is a republic because we put people there to represent us. And then they get to vote, but they vote on our behalf. And you Democrat Party, you don't have a nominee that's there on your behalf. You have a nominee that was placed by the overlords of the Democrat Party, a bunch of white old people. Listen, you know I don't like to talk about skin color, but I do it sometimes in jest because that's all the Democrats do. That's all the Democrats do. Listen, you know as well as I do, if the Republican Party had a dumped Donald Trump or somehow, if they had a forced Trump out, and then they said, we're not going to have a primary, we're just going to pick Nikki Haley, or we're going to pick Lindsey Graham, or we're going to pick, you know, because they would have picked the word, they probably would have picked McConnell. If they had done that, the media would have been out there, first of all, they would have been giddy about it being McConnell, but they would have been out there excoriating the Republican Party for not allowing the people to vote, for not engaging in democracy. They would have trashed the Republican Party 24/7. Headline every day would have been, Republicans don't believe in democracy because they don't let their voters vote, and they anointed somebody to be the nominee. You know that would be the headline on every media paper and every radio and every newscast. That would be the headline had the Republicans did what the Democrats did do. You see, how many times do I have to tell you? Everything the Democrats accuse the Republicans of doing, they're probably doing, or they're going to do, or they have done. And in this case, once again, the Democrats are running around telling you they're the party of democracy. They're telling you they're the party of democracy. And then they crush democracy by not allowing you to vote for the nominee that the overlords chose. That's your Democrat Party of today, folks. I am telling you, if there ever was a time to walk away from the Democrat Party. Now look, that doesn't mean you can't vote for Democrats again down the road sometime. But if you want this party to really, really be about the people, then you need to send them a heavy message. And the message to send the Democrat Party right now is, we aren't going to put up with you anointing Kamala Harris to be the nominee. You didn't let your voters vote. You're trying to anoint somebody. No, we're not going to stand for that. So in good conscience, every one of you voters out there should be voting for Donald Trump. I don't care if you like the guy, but you should be voting for him as a protest vote to what the Democrats are doing in the name of democracy. The Democrats are in fact telling you, they're telling you, we must save democracy by killing it. Or a better way, they will never say it this way, but what they ought to be saying is, we're going to kill democracy to save democracy. That is basically what the Democrat Party is trying to convince you, that democracy must be killed in order for them to save it. Folks, listen, you're smarter than that. You are smarter. The Democrat Party doesn't think you're smarter than that. And let me tell you something. The Democrat Party thinks that brown voters and black voters, they think you're plumb stupid. They think you can't brandish an ID to vote because you're too dumb to get an ID. That's how they feel about brown voters and black voters. The Democrats think that brown voters and black voters can't buy our own houses, that we need help. We can't buy our own food. We need help. We can't find good jobs. We need help. That's what the Democrat Party thinks of you. That's why I tell you as a fellow minority, when you wake up and you leave the Democrat Party, it will be one of the most liberating moments you've ever had. It really will. I mean, I don't know why you want to be associated with a party that's so angry anyway. I mean, you look at that, let's just look at what the Democrats are trying to do. That convention they had, the fairy tale they had, the convention of misinformation and disinformation that they had last week was full of animosity. It was full of just anger. But yet, what were they telling you? Oh, we're joy. We're really joy. Don't worry that we're calling for the death of Jews and there are people outside, our voters outside calling for the extermination of Jewish people. Don't worry about that. We're joyful. No, they're an angry party. They're an angry party. But yet, if you go back and look at the Trump convention, the Republican convention, it was upbeat. It was happy. It was, people were laughing. They were having fun and they were cheering for America, waving flags. Be a part of the country, folks. Be part of the country that gives you the opportunity to be whatever you want. Be a part of if you want to be part of a political party, then choose the party right now that stands up for the U.S. Choose the party right now that doesn't want open borders. Choose the party right now that wants to abide by the law. Choose the party that's going to stand behind police officers. Choose the party that's going to lower gas prices. Choose the party that's going to lower food prices. Choose the party that's going to cause inflation to fall. Choose the party that's going to rein in spending. Choose the party that's going to enable this economy to grow so if you want to go get a better job, you can get a better job. Choose the party that's going to do the policies or implement the policies that will allow your business to flourish or for you to make more money. And listen, making more money is not just about increasing your take-home pay, although that's a big part of it, and that will happen under Trump, but also the value of your money. See, the Democrats can go out there and try to say, oh, well, you got a raise. And maybe you did get a raise. Maybe you got a 2% raise this year. Or maybe you're going to get a 2% raise next year. But that 2% raise doesn't mean squat when inflation is 9 and 10%. When the cost, when you bring in $100, let's just keep it simple. Let's say you bring in $100 a week and it's costing you $150 to buy food now. That little wage increase you're getting ain't gonna do squat. So support the party that's going to make your life better. Support the party that's going to implement policies where you can make your life better. You're ultimately responsible for your life. So support the party that's going to allow you to flourish. Right now, today, that's the Republican Party. Now I'll tell you when it's not. I'll tell you when it's not. And there are plenty of Republicans that I have a problem with. But Donald Trump's not one of them. Donald Trump's not one of them, folks. I don't care what you think about him. Look, I'm not voting for Trump to be my dad. I'm not voting for Trump to be my friend. I'm not I'll tell you one thing. You'd be surprised at how easy of a friend Donald Trump would be to you. But not voting for him to be my preacher, my pastor, my doctor. I'm not voting him to be any of those things. I'm voting for him to lead this country with strength and with dignity. And with the mere power of a strong United States. That's what I'm voting for. And you know how I know it'll happen under Donald Trump? Well, because Donald Trump's already been president for 4 years and he's already done it. He's already done it. There's no surprises, folks. We don't have to sit here and wonder what a Trump presidency would be like. We know his policies work. Under 4 years of Donald Trump, you had 1% inflation. Maybe 1.5% inflation, but you had less than 2% inflation. Your wages were going up. Your opportunity for a better job was out there. We had the most secure border in a lifetime. Countries respected us. There was peace in the Middle East. Putin wasn't about to go attack Ukraine. Iran wasn't about to attack Israel. And Iran's proxies didn't have any money because Iran didn't have any money. Trump did that. Trump had more Latinos and more black voters in the workforce than any time in this country. Trump did that. Those are Trump's policies, folks. Those are Trump's. That's what matters. So we did it once, and we know we'll do it again. So I'm don't have one problem. Again, you know, I am the Mexican not afraid to be American, and I'm not afraid to tell you why I support Donald Trump. And again, this isn't about the Republican Party. Make them earn your vote. You should make them earn your vote, which is why you need to leave the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party is taking you for granted, especially my fellow minority voters. The Democrat is they're taking all of us for granted. Make them pay. Make them pay the price. And walk away from the Democrat Party. Show them what it feels like to lose. And then you'll be surprised at how quickly they'll come around, and they'll dump a lot of their people. They'll dump a lot of the representatives, and you'll get some new Democrats that just might pay attention to you and just might care what you think. They just might care that you have the opportunity to actually vote. But right now, today's Democrat Party doesn't want you to vote. Listen, if today's Democrat Party could get rid of voting, they would do it. They would do it in a snap of a finger. It is today's Democrat Party that wants to censor speech. It's today's Democrat Party that is afraid of free speech. Listen, Facebook just came out to Zuckerberg. I don't know what he's up to, but he admitted that yesterday or today or this morning maybe by writing a letter, and he sent it to Jim Jordan. Boy, there's a reason he sent it to Jim Jordan. But he put out this letter that where he said, yes, it was the Biden administration that put pressure on Facebook to censor information. Your Democrat Party, which I told you already, is acting like an authoritarian party, is the party that was pushing for censorship. And they didn't just ask Zuckerberg at Facebook to censor things. They moved to bully him and what I think is what's going to come out and what Zuckerberg is alluding to is that he was threatened by the Democrat Biden-Harris. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrat Party bullied and, what it sounds like to me, threatened Facebook to censor information. Folks, there is no bigger reason than that right there to walk away from the Democrat Party. Folks, you don't want an authoritarian party in this country. And that's what you're getting right now with the Democrats. That is what you're getting right now with the Democrats. So, all right. I've got to stop and pause here for a second because I got to do this. I want to introduce a new sponsor to the show. If you're watching on the webcams, ladies and gentlemen, and listen, I forgot my notes today. Look, I'm always honest with you guys. Most of the time I do this show from memory anyway, just based on the news of the day. That's the talent your humble host has. No, listen, I love what I do. I love what I do, and I can sit here and do this all day long. But I did forget some notes. So I'm going to try to do this from my itty bitty phone. But I do want to take a moment here on the On Point with Victor show to introduce a new sponsor. Folks, if you're watching on the webcams, you may see this beautiful black shirt I have. And I'll be honest with you. I'm always honest with you. I don't normally wear collared shirts, but this is one of my new favorite shirts. This is going to be it's one of my new favorite shirts for sure. It fits well. Look, one of the reasons I don't wear a lot of collared shirts is because most of them just don't fit. This shirt fits. So if you're on the webcams, check this out. This is a shirt by a company called The Pilot's Apparel. The Pilot's Apparel. And I want to welcome them to the On Point with Victor show. This shirt right here that I'm wearing right now, if you're on the webcams, check it out. I'm not going to get up. Well, maybe later I'll get up and show you the back because it's got a big thing on the back. It says The Pilot's Apparel. Just awesome shirt. It's a great shirt. You can move around. Look, if I played golf, this would be a great golf shirt. But the only golf I do is you knock the golf ball up and I shoot them out of the sky. And right now, the movement, I can make great movements and shoot any of my weapons very well with this shirt. It breathes. It's just a fun shirt. It's a great shirt. So I want to welcome the Pilot's Apparel as a sponsor to the On Point with Victor show. And I want to look at this video and hopefully you're on the webcams. If you're not on the webcams and you're just listening on some device or you're listening to your radios, take a time later to go to onpointwithvictor.com or go to my social media, any of my social media sites, and you're going to see this. Maybe you'll see this video or you'll see a picture of me in the shirt. So it'll be up on social media so you can check out the shirt. But it's a great shirt. I highly recommend it. I want to Man, and again, folks, my apologies for forgetting my notes, because I want to tell you about this company. So it's, the Pilot Apparel is the name of the company. Listen, I met these guys at Peachtree DeKalb Airport in Atlanta, Georgia, in Shambly, Brookhaven area. And, this is a young entrepreneur. And I, you guys know me. I love to get young entrepreneur sponsorships on this show. I love to talk about good customer service. I like to talk about good companies, especially when it's a young entrepreneur that just takes the American dream and runs with it. And, this was a young guy I met at Peachtree DeKalb Airport who, is a pilot. He's either a pilot or learning to be a pilot, but I believe he's already a pilot. And he wasn't happy with being in the cockpit. Looks, folks, I don't know if you've ever flown before in a small plane, but it gets pretty hot, and it can get pretty hot in the summertime. So it really matters if you've got on uncomfortable clothes. And listen, when you're piloting an airplane, you should be in comfortable clothes. And so I met this young entrepreneur at PDK, and he showed me this his company, and gave me the shirt to wear, and I love it. Absolutely love it. But he is, he created this company because he wanted to be comfortable in the cockpit. He said pilots need a good look, not just a comfortable shirt, but a good looking shirt, a professional shirt. So you can be a student pilot or a beginning pilot and look professional by wearing a shirt from the Pilot Apparel, the Pilot's Apparel. So, I highly recommend you guys looking into this. And again, this is a young entrepreneur who just had he's a pilot, and he had a dream of, you know what? I'm not comfortable. I need to make a shirt. Listen, he didn't go out and say somebody should make me a shirt. He didn't go out and complain to the Democrat Party and say, I want you to force somebody to make me a comfortable shirt. He didn't do those things. This young entrepreneur said, you know what? I'm going to find and source and make a shirt. I'm going to design a shirt. I'm going to make it nice. I'm going to get the best material I can. And I'm going to have this shirt created, and I'm going to start a company. And that company he started, it's called the Pilot's Apparel. And, kudos to this young entrepreneur for pulling up the bootstraps, finding a dream, chasing the dream, and then figuring out a way to make money with your dream. There is no better way to exemplify what a great country this is than to do something like this young entrepreneur is doing with the Pilot's Shop, Pilot's Apparel Shop. Folks, it's a neat. It's really awesome. It really is a nice shirt. And what a great company this is. And listen, this company's not just stopping with making shirts. This company has the goal to create scholarships and make networking an easier thing so that others can get involved. If you have the dream of being a pilot, you can come to networking events that are going to be sponsored by this company. There's going to be scholarships. So maybe you're a preteen or a teenager and you're wondering, gosh, I love airplanes. Maybe you're like me. And since I was a tiny tot, you sat around staring at the sky at airplanes. And if you were lucky, like I was, I've been flying since, I was a little idea in my mom's belly. So I've been on a plane for a long, long time, folks. So I have a love for it. So maybe you do too. Maybe you're out there and you're a young listener and you're trying to decide, or maybe you're somebody out there who already has a very successful career, but you're thinking about changing careers because of your love for airplanes. Well, you should start by getting yourself a t-shirt from the Pilot's Apparel Shop, from Pilot's Apparel. Great company, folks. Again, great young entrepreneurs. It was a pleasure meeting them. And if any of you guys want to come out and meet them, please, on September 4th, it's a Wednesday night, come out to Peachtree DeKalb Airport. Come out to Peachtree DeKalb Airport. If you drive along a street called Hardy Avenue, you'll see all of us at a hangar. We will let you in if you can't get in, but usually you can find your way in. But if you can't, we'll let you in. But we're going to have a hangar hangout September 4th at Peachtree DeKalb Airport. You'll be able to meet these young entrepreneurs. Maybe he'll have some shirts. And if you walk up to him and you mention Victor, he'll give you 15% off. Walk up to him and mention Victor, the On Point with Victor show, and you'll get 15% off. So, and while I'm mentioning that, go to the website. It's thepilotsapparel.shop. Thepilotsapparel.shop. Go to their website, and if you put in code Victor, you can get your pilot shirt at 15% off. Now, listen, you don't have to be a pilot. You can be an enthusiast. If you're an enthusiast and you just love airplanes, then sport this beautiful shirt from the Pilot's Apparel and support this young entrepreneur who has a dream and started a business. Again, not somebody who ran to the government begging for them to force somebody else to make a shirt. They did it themselves. Because that's how the American dream works, folks. And only in this country can this type of thing be done. So get out there and support. So I want all my listeners, listen, if you're out there, you probably need a new shirt. If you're a dude like me and you hardly ever buy clothes for yourself, get out and go buy this new shirt. Go to the pilotsapparel.shop. And the company is Pilots Apparel. The Pilots Apparel. Go to that website, put in code Victor, and get 15% off of a t-shirt, and you'll love it. I'm telling you, you'll love it. So, and then come see us. Come hang out with us. Look, I'm going to be there September 4th on a Wednesday night starting at 7 o'clock. Now, one more thing I got to do before we get back into the Kamala mess. There is going to be on September 8th, there's going to be a Trump bus rally type thing. It's if you haven't seen the Trump bus, it's a huge touring bus that's got Trump's face and the Trump sign and the American flag that is just wrapped all over this bus. You cannot miss the Trump bus when it's going down the street. This Trump bus is going to be stopping in Gwinnett County at the Mall of Georgia on September 8th. They're going to have a little rally there. They're going to be doing voting registration. We're going to have some special guests. They're going to be talking about all the 2024 election. It's just going to be a very fun pro-America event and in support of President Trump and in support for his reelection. This is going to be, again, September 8th. It's going to be at Mall of Georgia, and your humble host is going to be a special guest. Now, I plan, weather permitting, I plan to roll up on my motorcycle, and I would love it if any of you listeners out there ride. If you ride a motorcycle, I would love it if you would ride with me to the event. So we could have a bunch of motorcycles, Trump-supporting motorcycle riders roll up and flank this bus. It would be epic. It'd be great, and hopefully we're going to have some media attention. So again, on September 8th, make sure you come out. I would love to see you. I will be a special guest. I'm going to have my motorcycle crew, and if you would like to be part of the motorcycle ride, please, I want you to be part of it. You can reach out. Listen, this information is going to be on my social media all over the place. You can reach out through me through any of the social media platforms. Reach out to me. We will get you answered, and we will get you the information. You can be a part of the ride. We'll put together. We're going to ride to the Trump bus rally, and it's going to be a lot of fun, folks, a lot of fun. So September 8th, I believe it's a Sunday. I believe it starts at 12:30, so you get in touch with me if you want to ride, and we'll set up the time and everything on where to meet, and then you guys can ride with me. It'll be a blast. It'll be so much fun. So mark your calendar, September 8th. And don't forget, mark your calendars as well, September 4th, Hangar Hangout at Peachtree DeKalb Airport, and you can meet the young entrepreneur owners of the Pilots Apparel t-shirt company and get your own shirt. Just mention Victor for 15% off. So, all right, folks, listen, when we come back, we got to dive right back into this. I've got a little bit more to say about that monstrosity craziness last week that was the DNC, and then I've got more to talk about with Kamala Harris and how she will not answer anyone's questions. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. This is the On Point with Victor Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/americaswebradio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor show, only on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be American. Listen, I'm already getting feedback about the people who are on the webcam and commenting on my nice shirt. Yes, I wear it well. No, it's not me. It's the shirt. So yeah, definitely, please, folks, please go to their website and enter code Victor and get 15% off. So
where do we send the bill for the advertising?
Oh, absolutely. Brett made a great point, and that's why they're going to be a new sponsor. that's the business folks at the business side of America's Web Radio, folks, because we can't do this for free. We would like to, but we can't. Listen, I already got some listeners chiming in. I've got a great listener, and this looks, I believe, is Duluth, Georgia. This listener is listening, and they made a point, made a good point. They reached out to me and made a good point. They said that they vote for the person. Look, no candidate is perfect, and that's true. That's true. You're never going to find a perfect candidate, folks, because you know why? Because there's not a perfect human being, period. There's just not. There's only one, and it's not you, Producer Brett. Producer Brett put his hand up. Listen, look, there's no perfect person. There's no perfect candidate, and there never will be. Unless the Lord and Savior himself comes down and says, I'm going to run this country. Different story. Then you'll have the perfect person. But until that happens, there is no perfect candidate, folks. There is no perfect candidate. And this listener in Duluth, Georgia pointed out, I vote for the candidate that's going to hurt me the less. That's a great way to put it. I mean, look, I understand where this listener's coming from, and I don't like to be that cynical, but sometimes with politicians, you have to be that cynical. And a lot of times you do have to look at it and go, I'm gonna vote for the candidate that's gonna hurt me the less. And by golly, ladies and gentlemen, there's no unknowns here. There's no unknowns here. And this is where you gotta take to heart. This is where you've gotta really, really dig in and ask yourself. You gotta drop this stupidity of being married to a Democrat party or married to a Republican party. You gotta drop that business. You've gotta really go just self-reflect and look in a mirror, talk to yourself and ask yourself, which candidate right now, because neither one is unknown. I know Kamala Harris won't talk to you. Kamala Harris won't answer a question. You don't need that, ladies and gentlemen. You know where she stands. You can go look at all the videos, and I should have got some sound bites, but you can hear these sound bites anywhere. You can look them up for yourself. You know where she stands. She's been the vice president for 4 years almost. She was the last one in her words. She was the last room on every major decision that Biden made. Now, let's face it. Joe Biden hasn't been running this country. Joe Biden's nowhere to be seen. Joe Biden's not running this country. Kamala's been probably doing a lot more behind the scenes than we know of for the past 4 years. But Kamala herself said in her own words that she was the last one in the room on all major decisions, including the Afghan debacle, which I'll talk about in a minute. So you know where Kamala stands. There's no unknown here. So as a voter, you need to step back and go, okay, there are consequences to my vote. Because too many of you were fooled in 2020, and you believe the media BS, and you believe the blaming that Trump had some kind of blame with COVID. I don't know where you came up with that one, but somehow so many of you wanted to blame Trump for COVID. Instead of the ridiculous, stupid Democrats that locked you down and ruined your life, but somehow you wanted to blame Trump, whatever. It's in the past now. But here's what you need to take from this. So many of you were fooled and convinced because you wouldn't do your own research, and you voted for a dementia patient because you were told he's going to go back to normal. He's going to be Grandpa Biden. He's just going to be things status quo. So yeah, he may raise a few taxes over here. Yeah, he may spend a little money, but he'll do a little bit over here so that it washes out. Well, you were wrong. You and whatever million people, I'm not even going to say it because there ain't no way he got that many votes. But anyway, you and enough millions of people voted for a dementia patient. And look what happened. Your life became very hard because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And let's face it, Kamala Harris has a lot to blame for the last 4 years. This is why there's no unknown. I don't care. No, I do care, because it's the job of the media to ask tough questions of our representative government, and they're not doing it. They're not doing it because they want to hide Kamala. See, the media is not supposed to choose sides. But 98% of the media in this country has chosen a side, and they've chosen Kamala Harris. The media thinks they will be part of the elite, and they want the elitist Kamala Harris because they want the Democrats to remain in power. Now, here's what you've got to understand, folks. Listen, I'm just going to talk. Listen, you know I'm not a sycophant for any political party, so I can talk to you, to man to woman, whatever, whatever. But I'm always honest with you, and I want you to step away. I want you to step away from the ridiculous D's and R's and all that is politics in the Washington swamp, and I want you to think about this. For the past 16 years, the Democrat Party has controlled 12 of those years. For the past 16 years, the Democrat Party has controlled 12 years. They've controlled Washington 12 out of the last 16 years. So your life, look how hard it has become, because despite the Democrats and the media trying to convince you, listen, the Democrat Party spent all last week at their fantasy convention, they spent all last week trying to convince you that Donald Trump is somehow the incumbent right now, not Kamala Harris, not Joe Biden. They spent all week pretending that Joe Biden's not president right now and that Kamala's not VP right now. That's what they tried to do. It's unbelievable, folks, but let me be the one to remind you. The last 4 years, while your life has been going downhill because it costs you more, every aspect of the cost of living is costing you more in the last 4 years because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. When Donald Trump left office, there was less than 2% inflation. You were making more money, you had a good job, and food was low. The prices of eggs and milk and bacon and meat and chicken and beef and everything out there that you need from a grocery store cost you less. You could go to a grocery store and fill your cart up and walk out of there maybe with $100 and still a full cart and a full fridge. I had a caller in Georgia that pointed out, he had a refrigerator full of good old Georgia Coca-Cola. Good old cans of Coca-Cola where he bought by the case at $9. I want you to think about this. Less than $10. We're talking $9. This listener in Georgia was filling up his refrigerator with good old Atlanta, Georgia Coca-Cola. You know how much that case of Coke costs today? Darn near $20. Somewhere between 15 and 20 bucks. I think the last time I saw it was $18.99. Listen, I myself love Mountain Dew. Should be a sponsor of this radio show. But I love Mountain Dew. And I was getting cases of Mountain Dew, 36 cans of Mountain Dew. Now, it would take me a long time because I don't drink it all day, every day. But I do like to have it, and I do like it when I want it. And I was getting a case of 36 cans of Mountain Dew, the big cans, not the tiny cans, the big cans, for $8, $9 a case. The last time I went to get that stuff, it was almost $20. That is the doing of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And let's face it, it's more so the doing of Kamala Harris, because she's the one that's been calling a lot of these shots in the last 4 years, because the dementia patient isn't capable of making these decisions. And Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party is making your life miserable, because everything you do, everything that you need to do to just live month to month, is costing you more money because of Kamala Harris. And now Kamala Harris has the audacity to look at you in the face and tell you in some ridiculous speech the other night that she's going to, I'm going to lower prices. Hey, Kamala. Hey, cackling Harris. Your day one started 4 years ago. You are the VP. You are the one in the White House. You're telling the American people that on day one, in January in 2025, somehow you're going to wake up and lower prices? No, we're smarter than that. You've been in office for the last 4 years. You caused these price increases, and we, the people, would have to be plumb stupid to think that suddenly you're going to lift a finger to try to lower prices? Because, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Everything the Democrats have done, from making it impossible to buy a house, making it impossible for a young person to buy their first home, making it hard to live because food costs so much, insurance for your car costs so much, everything has gone up. The Democrats have done this on purpose. The Democrats love it when the gas costs you $5 a gallon. They love it. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can find the videos of Democrat elected officials saying in the open, yeah, we need $6, $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon gas. Yeah, they would be happy with that. They say this. They're happy with higher energy costs. They're happy when your life gets miserable and hard, because then you become dependent on them, and then they can push things on you. See, here's what the Democrat Party loves to do. They love to break stuff. The Democrats like to break the economy. They like to break your way of life. So then they can come running in and go, oh, it's broken, but you must elect us to fix it. So the Democrat Party will look at you in the face and say, you must elect us. We broke it, but you got to elect us to fix it. They're not going to fix anything, folks. The Democrat Party, everything they're doing it on purpose. They're making it hard for you to buy a home because they don't want you to buy a home. The Democrat Party does not like property ownership. Listen, I tell you all the time, go read the Ten Commandments of Communism. Go read the Communist Manifesto. Go read Marxism. Go read the Foundation of Marxism, Foundation of Communism. Go read this stuff. Because what you will find when you read it is where the Democrat gets their platform. When you read the Communist Manifesto, when you read the Ten Commandments of Communism, when you read Marxism, you will start to see where the Democrat Party of today is getting their platform. And one of the biggest things that you will learn from Marxism, you'll learn from socialism, you'll learn from, not so much socialism, but really socialism leads to communism. But what you will learn from Marxism, what you will learn by reading communism, is one of the biggest things they have, one of their biggest tenets, is the abolition, I can't say this in English, abolition of private property. The Democrat Party does not like private property, folks. So they're doing this to you on purpose. They're driving the rates up. They want you to not be able to buy a house. They don't want young people to buy a house. They want you to be a renter. So Kamala Harris is out there. Just listen to her, folks. Kamala Harris will look at you in the face and lie to you and tell you that housing should be affordable to everyone. But listen now closely. She's not talking about home ownership. She's talking about renting. She's talking about government subsidized housing for everyone. Because when you become a renter from the government, when you take a subsidized money to get a house from the government, you don't own that house. The government does. And then what happens? You are beholden to the government and dependent on the government. Then what happens? What happens when the Democrats get enough of you people renting a home from the government? You know what happens? Then you're not free to go anywhere anymore. You're not free to change states. Listen, you know what bothers the Democrats the most? What really bothers them the most is private ownership. But what really irks them, along with private ownership and property ownership, what irks them is your ability to pick up and leave. Your ability to say, I'm sick of this Democrat area, I'm sick of this Democrat city, or I'm sick of this Democrat state. You have the ability to pick up, pack up what you can, and leave. And you can go to Georgia, you can go to Florida, you can go to Tennessee, you can go to New Hampshire, you can go to Arizona, you can go to Nevada, you can go to Texas, where the states are more free, where the states have believe in liberty and freedom, and they have Republican governors, and they have Republican state houses, and they believe in the Republic way of governing, where taxes are low, government is small, your cost of living is low, and you can achieve, and rates are low, and you can buy houses, and housing is affordable. The Democrats don't like it. See, the Democrats are so mad at the mass exodus because too many of you people out there allowed the government, you allowed the Democrats to take so much power in 2020 and 2021. You allowed them to lock you down. You allowed them to cancel your job. You allowed them, including that goofball Waltz, Tim Waltz, the dude that Kamala Harris picked, This dude had forced police officers to walk through neighborhoods and shoot homeowners with paintball guns if they dared step outside their home. That's authoritarianism, folks. The government, no government in this country has the right to tell you to stay in your home. They do not have that right. But yet too many of you voters out there, you allowed the government to seize this power. And you allowed them to inflict authoritarian power on you. And the Democrats loved it. The Democrats loved it. They don't want to let that power go. And the only way you're going to teach them a lesson is to throw them out of office. The only way to teach them a lesson is to throw them out of office. But too many of you people won't. And then you're going to complain. Listen, don't you come complaining to me or anyone else when you keep voting for Democrats and then all of a sudden you find that you voted yourself into socialism, that you voted yourself into authoritarianism, that you voted yourself into Marxism. Because let me tell you something, folks. It's easy to vote yourself into socialism. Ask Venezuela. It's easy to vote yourself into communism. Ask Cuba. It's easy to vote yourself into Marxism and to authoritarian, all those things. And socialism, ask most countries in Europe. It's easy to vote yourself into that. Ask the people of England. Ask the people of France where they're arresting people based on speech. They're bastardizing free speech over there. Ask yourself, are you happy with that? Are you happy with that? Because that's what you're voting for if you continue to vote for the Democrat Party. Because let me tell you, I will tell you again, it's very easy to vote yourself into socialism. It's very easy to vote yourself into authoritarianism. It's easy to vote yourself into communism. But you know what's not easy? Getting out. Because you can vote yourself in, but you're going to have to shoot your way out. You're going to have to shoot your way out, folks. I mean, I cannot put it any other way. And I'm not going to sugarcoat things. Listen, the United States is an amazing country and it's a great country. And we have great people here. But to think that this country can't fall, you're out of your mind. We have already exceeded our life expectancy. Listen, the government lifespan, a form of government has a typical lifespan of 200 or so years. We're past that. We're past that. And if you look at the Teichler cycle, we're getting to where everyone's becoming dependent on government, and then that's going to turn into mob rules, and that's going to turn into complete government takeover. Don't think it can't happen in this country. Listen, we're such a great country, which is why it's taking so long for the Democrats to get to where they are and to get to their goals. But we can stop it. We can stop it easily by voting for Donald Trump. Listen, Donald Trump is not a politician. He's not going to act like a politician. He wasn't raised a politician. He wasn't born a politician. Kamala Harris, what has she ever known? She went heels up and worked her way up the ladder. And some of you are going to understand. Listen, I got to keep this clean. It's a family show. So if you understand what I mean by Kamala went heels up and she became friends with benefits with a certain old politician and worked her way up through the political ranks. She didn't create a product. She didn't make life better for anybody. She just abused the American system, which a lot of politicians do on both sides, especially Democrats, though. Bernie Sanders never worked a day in his life. He's just lived off you, the taxpayer. Joe Biden's never worked a day in his life. He's just lived off you, the taxpayer. Nancy Pelosi is incredibly rich because of you, the taxpayer. Schumer is incredibly rich because of you, the taxpayer. The socialist Bernie Sanders, who ran his mouth bloviating the other night, trashing, he won't trash millionaires because he is one, but he was trashing billionaires. And then what happened? Bernie Sanders, the socialist, stood on the Democrat stage last week, blasting billionaires, and then introduced a billionaire. You can't make this stuff up, folks. The Democrat Party is a bunch of disingenuous, hypocritical politicians. And Donald Trump is not that. Donald Trump actually provided product. Donald Trump created things. Donald Trump created jobs. And Donald Trump created an environment where lots of people made a living and supported their families because of Donald Trump. Not because of government, but because of Donald Trump and his private enterprises. There's a big difference, folks. Listen, you don't have to like Donald Trump, but you need to understand, A, he's probably the most clean person to ever run for politics because he is the most examined person to ever run for politics. The Democrats want his head. And they want it bad, so bad that they're making up charges and they're getting Democrat juries and Democrat judges to convict this man who's done nothing wrong. Is he perfect? No. Does he embellish things? Yeah. But you know what's different? When Donald Trump embellishes things, it doesn't hurt anybody. When the Democrats lie to you, it's usually hurting you. When the Democrats lie to you about job creation, it hurts you because you find yourself without a job. When the Democrats lie to you about inflation, it hurts you because inflation's going up and they know it and they're causing it. And then when inflation goes up, it's a big old tax on the poor. And it's a big old tax on the middle class. Even the upper middle is having trouble right now because of inflation. And when the Democrats lie to you about, oh, we're going to day one, we're going to bring down prices. No, they're not. Kamala's day one started 4 years ago. She hasn't lifted a finger to lower prices. She's done the opposite. She's raising prices of food, prices of energy, price of gas, everything. She's raising everything. Everything, every cost involved in your life, Kamala Harris has created or supported policy to increase that on you, including taxing tips. It's Kamala Harris who cast the tying vote to allow the IRS to go after waiters and bartenders and PayPal users and Venmo users. And if you're just selling your yard sale stuff, the Democrats want to tax it. The Democrats can't stand the idea that you might earn a little cash because of your hard work and sweat equity. They want to tax more and more and more. And they come after the poor to do it. Listen, I haven't seen many waiters and bartenders that are billionaires or millionaires. I haven't seen many car parkers that are millionaires, valet parkers that are millionaires and billionaires. I haven't seen many of those. But the Democrat Party came after you. They're going after you. Kamala Harris cast the tying vote for the IRS to go after bartenders and waiters and valet parkers and PayPal users and Venmo users. Listen, if you're a Gen Zer out there and you're using a Cash App, the Democrats are coming after you. They want to tax you to the highest ability, all while carving carve-outs for their big donor friends, the big corporations. Listen, folks, corporations aren't in the pockets of Republicans. They're in the pockets of Democrats. Your Googles, they're Democrats. The Amazons, they're Democrats. GM, they're Democrats. All these corporations, they're in bed with the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party is a bunch of elitists and they carve out things for their donor friends. Well, Donald Trump's not a politician. Donald Trump doesn't need the donors. Donald Trump didn't need them in 2016. He's not going to bow to them now. So I cannot tell you enough and I can't remind you enough. The last 16 years, folks, the last 16 years have been 12 of the last 16 years have been controlled by Democrats. The Democrat Party, including Kamala Harris, who is in power now for the past 4 years and hasn't been doing a thing to lower your cost of living. She hasn't done a thing. The only thing she's doing is making it worse for you. And somehow this lady thinks you're stupid enough to vote for her. She thinks she can come out and lie to your face. Kamala Harris was on TV not long ago saying, of course I'm against fracking. We need to ban fracking 100%. I will ban fracking on day one. Kamala Harris said that. If you're in Pennsylvania, how do you feel about that? And now Kamala Harris, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe Kamala Harris that for the past 4, 8, 12, whatever years that she's been saying she wants to kill fracking? Kamala Harris, who said police officers are racist. Kamala Harris, who said gas should be high as can be. Kamala Harris, who wants taxes high. Kamala Harris, who wants every cost of your life to be higher. And now she's going to look at you. She's been saying that for all of her career. Kamala Harris, who put young black men in jail and then laughed about it when questioned about it. And now she's going to look to you. Kamala Harris, who said that no illegal should be called illegal. That no illegal that comes across the border should be stopped. The Kamala Harris who said that illegals, criminals, should not be treated as criminals. Kamala Harris who said the border wall was racist and now is using Trump's border wall in her campaign commercials. That's how stupid she thinks you are. Kamala Harris, we know where you stand. And yet you're going to come out today and you're going to look at the American people and lie and tell them, oh, all of a sudden you're for the border wall. All of a sudden you're for fracking. All of a sudden you want gas prices low. All of a sudden you are going to bring food costs down. No, you've done the opposite on all of those things. You're in power right now, Kamala. Look around you, Kamala. That area around you is called the White House. You've been there for 4 years. And you've done nothing but make it worse on the American people. You've done, everything you've done is making life harder for the American people. And you think you're going to get their vote? Now listen, this is where I know most of you who are listening to me are smart enough not to vote for Kamala. But in case you just didn't know, and maybe what I'm telling you is the first time you've heard it. Well, that's okay. That's okay. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm behind this microphone. So I can tell you things that the media doesn't want you to know. And listen, you people know that I'm not a sycophant. If Donald Trump does something that I don't agree with, I'm going to tell you. If the Republican Party does something that I don't agree with, I'm going to tell you. But right now, you have to go with the party that's going to hurt you the less. I cannot give credit enough to the listener that called in today and mentioned, and this is what he said. Caller from Duluth, Georgia, that I got to vote for the person that's going to hurt me the worst. That doesn't mean you sit on the sideline just because you don't like these two. Listen, I know I've got some friends in the radio business that will tell you that if you hate Kamala, if you hate Trump, don't vote for the presidency, just vote down ticket. I understand what they're saying, but I can't support that. I want to help too many people. I believe the American people need the right tools so that they can enjoy their life. And I believe the poor in this country, they need the ability to move up. And when all ships rise, the poor people are going to rise with the rising ship. When a ship is rising under Republican economic values, under the Republican lower taxes model, which hopefully we'll get to a fair tax model, but under the small government model, when the boats are rising, it's very easy for, if you're a poor person, if you're lower middle or in the middle or upper middle, it's easy for you to reach out and grab a hold of that boat and take it on up as high as you want to hold on to it. You can't do that under the Democrat Party policies. The Democrat Party policies plugging holes in all those boats and they're sinking. And when you grab a hold of it, you're sinking with that ship. They're making your life miserable, folks, and you've got to remember that. So you've got to be smart enough and brave enough. And listen, if you're new to what I'm telling you, then what you need to do is just listen to what I'm saying, do some research on your own, and you will be able to corroborate everything I'm telling you. And you will understand that it will be very liberating when you walk away from the Democrat Party. I'm not saying you can't go back to it. I'm not saying that for you to go run and jump in the Republicans' lap. But I'm telling you right now, the party that's going to hurt you the least is the Republican Party. And Donald Trump is the guy that you need to vote for if you want to improve your life in the next 4 years. If you want things to be same, miserable, and prices to go even higher, and your cost of living to go even higher, and for the economy to get worse, then your candidate is Kamala Harris. But if you're ready for a strong America, if you're ready to have the proudness that America can be, if you're ready for a strong America, if you're ready for peace in the Middle East, if you're ready, if you're truly anti-war and you want the wars to stop in Russia, Ukraine, if you want the war to stop in Middle East, then you better vote for the only candidate, the only president who had a presidency 4 years and started no new wars. That was Donald Trump. The real anti-war presidential candidate in this race is Donald Trump. That's your guy, folks. That's your guy. All right, folks, we got to go. We're at the end of the show here. Listen, don't forget about the Pilot's Apparel. Make sure you check them out. And listen, I had something to say yesterday about the anniversary of Afghanistan. Just remember this. It was the Democrats that did that debacle. It was the Democrats that didn't show up yesterday to pay their respects. It was Donald Trump who showed up yesterday and paid his respects to the 13 fallen soldiers that fell because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Don't ever forget that, folks. Don't ever forget it. Joe Biden is on the beach. Kamala Harris is hiding in a basement. But Donald Trump was laying a wreath, paying respects to the 13 fallen soldiers from Afghanistan. You don't ever forget that, folks. It's another reason right there why you need to support Donald Trump. All right, folks, we're out. Stay tuned. Locked and Loaded's up next. I'm out. He's
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.